Today you could get a ticket if you don't drive on your side of the road. But in 1917, Dr. June McCarroll could not get drivers to understand what seems so obvious today. What she did is today's American countryside, brought to you by AgriLiquid, whose goal is to prosper the farmer. That means less applied fertilizer, more food, fiber, and fuel. Learn more at agriliquid.com.
There are a ton of companies jumping on the low-salt, micronutrient, high-efficiency bandwagon. It's like they discovered something new. That's what we've been doing for over 30 years. Don't be a guinea pig. Decades of research and millions of acres have gone into developing AgriLiquid's full line of fertilizers. With all the mergers and buyouts in this industry, it's nice to know there are some things you can count on. Solid agronomics, balanced nutrition. It's who we've always been. AgriLiquid, same great company, just easier to say our name. Visit agriliquid.com.
Say, do you want to unlock the secret to higher yields? If you're applying dry fertilizer, the key to better yield potential is Titan XC. New Titan XC is a unique biocatalyst that unlocks and releases the bound-up nutrients in granule fertilizer, which promotes better root uptake and plant growth. Release more nutrition. Expect more results with Titan XC. Ask your crop production services dealer about new Titan XC today. Always read and follow label directions.
Dr. June McCarroll came to the Palm Springs, California area so her ailing husband could take advantage of the desert climate. He passed in 1914, but she later remarried and became quite active in the community.
She was a doctor, which was very progressive for the time.
Allison Fedrick at the Coachella Valley History Museum says Dr. McCarroll had a dangerous challenge in practicing medicine.
She was getting run off the road by the brand new Model T Fords in her carriage and spooking her horses. So she said, you know, if I don't do something to separate this road, I'm going to kill myself trying to get to a patient.
She took matters into her own hands.
So she used some cake flour and made little lines down the center of the road to separate it into two lanes.
Almost every highway we travel today has lines on it. McCarroll's idea was a novelty back in 1917.
She's actually considered an inventor by the state of California, although I did hear that someone on the East Coast also did it right around the same time.
Not only did she paint lines on the road, she organized a women's club to assist in the matter.
The women's club is actually a national organization. It's actually becoming international. But she was the one who set up the Women's Club of Indio.
McCarroll asked the new women's club to join her in the effort to get white lines on highways. The letter-writing campaign convinced the California Highway Commission to paint 3,500 miles of lines in 1924. The idea soon swept the country, and lines were painted on almost every single paved road. Today, a section of Interstate 10 near the road where the first white lines were painted is designated as the McCarroll Memorial Freeway. Traveling the countryside in Indio, California, I'm Andrew McCray.